goes for it. Sean Mackey, the strike!
It's Calvin Miller against McGowan. Miller sends it in!
It's Miller time, baby! Champions again! Falkirk have broken through the glass ceiling! After 15 years in the wilderness, Falkirk Football Club has once again a Premiership club!
This is Falkirk Daft.
With Behind the Wall, we're navy blue, are you?
Well, it's been a while, but Russell Martin's, or we might still be Russell Martin's men, row into Falkirk this Sunday as Falkirk face Rangers at the stadium. Hello, welcome to Falkirk Daft, your unofficial Falkirk FC podcast. I'm your host, John McAnally, joined by the Ginger Gordon Pod. Yes, we are still friends. It is Ross Wayne.
Good evening, sir. Although you're saying that, we've not actually spoken since we recorded the last podcast.
This is true. This is very true. After the Barney bust-up is on Monday there. A lot of support for Team John on it, Ross, I have to say.
No, listen, that's absolutely fine. People have their own opinions on it.
Woo-woo, Team John, if it helps Barney, then who are we to say shouldn't have gone? Wish it hadn't been them, but it's a boy's future he's playing for, then fair play. Vicky, we have players in our current squad who are excellent Fairmont players, so I don't see the issue if he comes back. John Mitchell, just listen. If Barney comes back next season and rattles in 10, 15 or 20 goals, no one will care where he's been. That's just a hunt, a little sample size of some of the support.
Oh, listen, that's Barney. Absolutely right. There was many I could have shared as well, but I've chosen.
All right, okay.
No,
I've
not looked them up like you have. So,
I was just pulled out my phone and they were on my feet and I'm just... Yeah.
One thing I would say to that is it's not quite the same as people who've left clubs. I don't think there's been many lone players between the clubs over the years for good reason. And as you said, listen, hopefully, regardless of people's thoughts and whether they should have went to Dunfermline or someone else, he is there now. We wish him all the very best, him personally. I couldn't give a shit about Dunfermline, obviously. And hopefully he comes back in January and he's a better player for it.
Well, there you go. There you go. We'll all applaud him onto the park, won't we, Ross?
We will, of course we will. He'll be a Falkirk player then, yep.
Absolutely, there we go. Thanks for getting in touch and letting us know your comments on that. Remember, you can still listen our review show against Hearts. It's on wherever you get your podcast and also on YouTube as well. You're off the hospitality, of course you are, Ross. It's Ross Wayne and he's away to hospitality for 2 weeks in the spin.
Yes, that is true. Looking forward to the podcast as the official armband sponsor this weekend against Rangers. So we're in the Brockville Lounge, looking forward to that. Obviously, the last few times that I've been at home hospitality, it's been with you. I've been hosting the 1876 Lounge, which I do feel bad because you are hosting on your own this weekend and there is a massive 160 Bairns fans. Well, I assume a mixture maybe of Bairns fans and some Rangers.
Some people have seeked through. I'll be interested in the last couple of times where we've done it. So I said, is anyone in from our team who's been like, well, one or two? But I'm pretty sure this time it's going to be a lot more of what people have seeked through. But if you're coming along to the 1876 Lounge, come up and say hello. It'd be nice to meet you. Nice to put a face to the name of some of the tweets and correspondence we get. And I'll be joined actually in there. He's taking your space. He's just coming. He's actually just coming as my guest to enjoy food and a couple of drinks. He's going to come up and do a bit. But my friend, Stephen Purdon, Shell Suit Bob from River City, who's going to join us in a minute just to preview the show. He's going to be in the lounge with me as well, so looking forward to having a laugh. He's sneaking into the Falkirk end as well, so if Falkirk do get a result, he's going to get pelters, and if we're getting battered, he's just going to have to sit there like a statue.
Yeah, I was going to say, make sure, because he is sitting in my actual season ticket seat, so just make sure he behaves himself, and if Rangers do score, he doesn't oversell.
He'll be giving me nudges, I'm pretty sure, if the Rangers do score. Let's get into birthday corner then. It's a belated happy birthday. Now I feel sorry for birthday boy here, Callum Lang. He was 41 on the 23rd of September, so sorry, we're just getting to you now, Callum. He was at the Hibs game, right? But none of his family had done a shout-out over the toy tannoy for him, so he's doing his own honours now. So happy birthday, Callum. We'll be your pretend family.
Absolutely, happy birthday, Callum. There was also a happy birthday to the legend, and it is a belated... it's not a belated one, this is an early one, to Will Lang. Everybody knows Falkirk legend Will Lang. His birthday is this Saturday, and that's from all the boys.
And I didn't realise this. It's our gaffer, sponsor of this very podcast, behind the wall legend, the one, the only, Brian Flynn. Happy birthday, Big Brian. How did you come across that information?
You know how it comes on Facebook? It'll come up saying, celebrate with a friend coming up.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll need to remember that for the podcast.
There you go. Happy birthday, Brian. Thank you for your sponsorship. We love Behind the Wall and especially the Venoms. Couple of birthdays for today, as we record this podcast on the 30th. Jobby McCall has turned 60 today. Oh, my word.
No, I know. Do you not think it makes you feel really old that these guys are now 60 odds?
And Alex Ray as well turned 56.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. I was messaging him today for a shift. I didn't realize it was his birthday. Oh, happy Alex as well. And then a couple on the first, we've got Dominic Iorfa.
Oh, I...
57. Wow. Dominic Iorfa. What? Just really good. I really enjoyed watching Dominic Iorfa. Was he Lambie? He was Lambie there, wasn't it?
It was the second half of the season in the Lambie season. He scored in his debut. We beat Kelly 4-2 from memory at Brottville. And Dominic Iorfa scored. Obviously, it's his son that's doing well.
Yeah.
How, isn't it? A bit of a half-season maverick was Dominic Iorfa.
Yeah. And then on the first, Arnau Riera. What a player Arnau was.
He was a Rolls Royce. Absolute
unbelievable role. Player. And Carl Finnegan as well. Mm. Did a great servant for Falkirk.
Absolutely, Carl.
39. Wow. This one's a great one. On the second, it is Jean-François Letzenel.
Yeah. So he went missing, didn't he? That was the guy living with Yogi and his wife. And then did Yogi not say something about how he's taking a risk letting a young French laddie live with his wife or something like that?
I know, and he just went missing. He was a good defender on his day, though. He wasn't part of the team that went down, though, wasn't he? He wasn't.
No, that was our first season in Premiership, or SPL.
That's right. And a guy that's going to be actually in the 1876 lounge on Sunday, Jamie McCalkin. His birthday's actually on the Saturday, the Friday, 3rd, and he'll be in the lounge on the Sunday. So happy birthday, Jamie. We'll have to say many happy returns. He's 51. And a flash in the pan, should have done better than he did. David Gzouza. Signed from Inverness, didn't we? He's going to be 49.
There was a lot of expectation on David Sosa, wasn't there?
Yeah. Didn't score the goals we thought he would get. So happy birthday to all those ex-Falkirk players. And before we get into speaking, Stephen, let's say thank you to Behind the Wall. We already said happy birthday to Brian. But stay local, eat and drink Gopal, and remember the Falkirk Daft Venom is on sale. So get yourself there. If you are a Rangers supporter listening to this podcast, Behind the Wall, the best pub in Falkirk, you can sample a wee Falkirk Daft Venom, because I suspect you won't want a green Venom. So you can have the Falkirk Daft one, which is at least blue.
That's true, actually. The Rangers fans, that is a colour that they might enjoy.
Yeah, so try your Falkirk Daft Venom. If you're heading in for the game, head to Behind the Wall. It's the best pub in Falkirk. And a couple of things coming up there. We've got Brogo are in there on the 17th. They're really, really good. I don't think Rangers supporters will enjoy their music, however. It's a bit Irish sounding. And there's still spaces, of course, on the Falkirk Daft Stroke Carling Coach for Rangers. If you're here listening to this podcast, you get a £5 return down to the ground, and you get a pint on return. So there's still a couple of spaces left on the bus for Behind the Wall on Sunday. And Motherwell away on this 18th, tickets are on sale for that now, and it's £10 return from Behind the Wall, and obviously the same offer applies. You get your drink on return to the pub. Thank you very much as ever to our friends at Behind the Wall. And of course, you don't forget Falkirk Daft. If you're listening to this on the Thursday, Falkirk Daft tickets go on sale tomorrow at 9 a.m. for our big Christmas party. Me and Ross have been discussing some ideas today.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm on board with some of the ideas.
I 100% are on board with some of the ideas we've come up today. You've got to get your tickets to witness this. All will be revealed 29th of November, Behind the Wall. It's going to be a cracking night, and we've got some surprises already.
This could be the last Falkirk Daft live event.
Wait till you see Ross dressed up as the Christmas fairy. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, not for the first time.
Right, okay, before all that, though, let's talk Rangers as Russell Martin's side. Like I say, march into Falkirk on Sunday. And we're going to do that in the company of the star of River City, Shell Suit Bob, star of the Pint and Two Shots podcast, star now of radio as well. He's got his own radio show on Go Radio. It is Stephen Purden.
Mate, that was, I'll give you that fiver later. That was quite a big intro, man. I like that.
Yeah. And now we're just talking there, Stephen. You're going to be in some new fancy BBC drama as well.
Aye. I'm spreading myself thin, mate.
Listen. I know, you just got to watch yourself, son. You got to watch yourself.
I know,
you're
mate.
Not doing too much, but brilliant. Well, great to hear that, Stephen. Obviously, yeah, really sad to hear about the, you know, demise of River City, but aye, you've landed on your feet as ever. Honestly, Ross, this boy, it'll just come out, you know, on top every single time.
I don't
time.
Know if I've not been put out yet.
But no, it's good to see you, Stephen. Great to be on a podcast with you again.
I know, mate. It's been too long.
Me and Stephen go way back to the days of Football Daft, if anyone remembers that podcast.
Football Daft to Falkirk Daft, there you go.
I know, Football Daft, and now we're straight Falkirk Daft. I used to do with Stephen as well in Grado an offshoot called Rangers Daft as well. So we used to do, I had to talk about Rangers and just ask them. And it's not been great, Stephen, has it? Since those days.
Take me back to Rangers Daft, man. That's when Rangers were winning leagues, man. That was... Honestly, yous must be really looking forward to playing us this weekend.
I don't know, mate. This is the thing. Obviously, will that last minute go against Livingston kick yous on?
No.
No, really?
No, no, mate. No, no. Right, here's where I'm at, right? I think I wouldn't be worried about. No disrespect to Falkirk, right? No disrespect. I wouldn't be worried about coming to play Falkirk this weekend if we had a different manager in place. See that Russell Martin's still there. I am not confident playing anybody in there. Honestly, if yous come out, the trap's flying, we've got potential just to fold, honestly.
See, in terms of that though, so obviously you're saying there if it wasn't the manager in place, so you're saying the players are good enough then that he's signed?
Well, I think a decent manager, I do believe there's good players there. I do believe there is decent players that you could get a tune at them, but I just feel like the players have, it's clear, some of the performances over the last, I'd say, month or two just look like a team that don't understand instructions, don't want to play for the manager. And then he keeps signing players, right? We've spent nearly 10 million on a striker. I can't remember the last time, probably Tory Andre Flo, anywhere near that.
Yeah.
We spent 7 on Kent. We've signed this boy. He's not started a game. We're playing players out of position. We don't seem to have any tempo. There's no structure. I don't really... Even when you look back to like when Ange took over at Celtic, lost like something like three out of the first 6 games or something, but you've seen what they were trying to do. Yeah. Apparently, when Martin took over, we had this... It's quite this high press, high intensity, high tempo. There is none of that. You just need to look at the first game of the season against Motherwell. Motherwell played that kind of way and showed us how to play it. So I still don't know what our identity is. I don't know what brand of football we're trying to play. I've got no idea. You just don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, working on the Super Scoreboard, I get all the calls coming through, Stephen, and it's been very unhappy, to say the least, this season, to say the least. But, I mean, on the first half against Livingston, I mean, you know, you missed the penalty, you had... a couple of big chances as well. Miofsky probably should score from. So I guess it's a different game if you're 2-0 up, but obviously Livingston as Livingston do, back in that second half. But yeah, it's just draw specialists. It just seems that you get ahead and then you let a team back into the game.
When Miofsky misses a chance, we get the goal. It was a good goal for Tav. Ant-Man done well to get it back over across. It was a good finish for Tav. He misses the penalty, and like probably every other Rangers fan, like in my group chat and stuff, you're sitting there just going, right, when's the equaliser coming? Because the team are so fragile, they can't see. I think the only time we've played anything close to 90 minutes was against Victoria Pilsen at Ibrox, where I think we'd done well. I think it was 3-0 or something. I can't remember. I think it was 3-0.
I watched that game with my mate. It was a Rangers support, and Ant-Man was like a world beater that night.
Aye, but then that he just got off the plane and came right on to play. I think we just flung him right in, and then Russell Martin got a hold of him weeks later, and he just looked rotten. Do you know what I mean? So that's, I don't know. I really feel like every game we're in, I'm like, I'm waiting on the roof caving in, because I don't trust the manager. I think the players don't trust the manager, and I think fundamentally that's the problem. I think, and the buck always stops with the manager. But don't get me wrong, right? You've got Kevin Thelwell there in the board, and if Martin does eventually get his jotters, where does that leave Kevin Thelwell? They've got to look at him and go, right, you employed this guy. Do you know what I mean? You thought he was the right man for the job. So I don't know. It's just, John, it's just a mess for you. It's always been a mess when I talk about Rangers to you. It's always been a mess. Honestly, Ross, every time I speak to John about Rangers, we're a mess, right? If I was a Falkirk fan, I'd be looking forward to this game on Sunday.
Well, see, it's interesting because obviously we've obviously had a bit of a tough weekend there against Hearts, who are on fine form. They look fantastic. We're coming up against a team where realistically, just as you said, I know it's no disrespect. Normally, 9 times out of 10 or 10 times out of 10, Rangers will go to Falkirk over the years and they'll either win or there might be the odd draw, right? This time though feels very different. Like I watched the last, I only saw the last 20 minutes against Livy, but what was interesting was obviously the boy got the goal, and then the crowd just immediately turned on Russell Martin again. So do you think he's got, like, as in, do you think there's no coming back for him at all? Even if he was to get another few wins, do you think he's still not going to win the fans over?
I've never seen such such a disjointed relationship with fans and a manager. I've no, even looking back to what was the game at Ibrox, I can't remember who it was we were playing a few weeks ago at Ibrox. He got booed coming out at half time. Like
Dundee, was that the Dundee game?
Dundee, he got booed when he came out, the players came out to warm up, and then he came out and he got booed. I think, say we beat Sturm Graz on Thursday night, and then we beat you guys on Sunday. See, after that, if we drop points again, it's right back. I think it's beyond repair. I don't, there was, and it's not one of the ones where I was going, I didn't want him in the first place. You could ask probably 100 Rangers fans, and 99 of them will tell you they didn't want him, right? Nobody wanted Russell Martin. It wasn't the way we thought the club was going, right? But the way it's turned out, I watch a lot of English football, right? John will tell you, I like watching football a lot, right?
Student of
Even
the
with
game.
Southampton, they got up via the playoffs, right? When they came up, they played a certain brand of football. You watched it, but it was like pass, 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 pass. I've seen that so many times. Warburton, so many people, I've seen it so many times. Nobody wanted him because they thought that's what it was going to be like. He comes in and see the way it's unfolding. Maybe not exactly the way we thought it was going to unfold, but it's worse. It's worse. It's like, I've never seen such a revolt for support than what I've seen with Russell Martin, and I'm not exaggerating by any stretch of the imagination.
Kind of reminds me of the Lambie at Falkirk, Ross. It's a wee bit like a reminiscent of that going back. What I think, and this is what worries me, Ross, is that obviously Rangers supporters are limited to the amount of tickets they're going to have at the stadium. I think it's 700 they've got allocated, and Falkirk have the rest of the stadium. Obviously, at Livingston, they get the full shebang. So, like, suddenly pressure. So, I'm slightly worried that actually not playing at Ibrox and playing in front of a smaller Rangers support is going to go for them, because there'll be less pressure from the crowd on the players, if you know what I mean.
You're right. That could be how it transpires. I suppose the flip side is we obviously had I don't know if Stephen where I saw it with your new schedule, but we obviously played Hibs a week or just over a week ago, and David Gray made a point of saying that when Falkirk were obviously on top, that because we had 90% of the crowd, that sort of swung the game almost in our favour, because we were overbearing with the players. We were, he couldn't hear his own crowd. Is that potentially going to have it, like John saying that this is the opposite effect to Livy almost, but do you think it's a positive or is it a negative?
I think it's a good point John's making, because I think obviously it's been it's no secret at Ibrox we've been it's not any I can I, you just need to be there, get in amongst the crowd. It's not an easy place to play. See, if it's not going well, it's not an easy place to play. The crowd, they're no shy in coming forward, do you know what I mean, and letting you know. So that is a good point, John. I kind of get where you're coming from there, where we might know we've not got as big numbers as what we normally have. Like, for example, Livingston, then example, Ibrox, obviously, at 50,000. So that could work in our favour. Because I know there is, it's obvious, a lot of players are confident. Like I said at the start of this podcast, I do believe there's decent players at Rangers, right? I do. But again, with what's happening, with the whole Russell Martin thing, the whole thing with Raskin as well, and Russell Martin, it's just the players, you can tell they're just like one bad pass away from their confidence just obliterating completely. Like one bad pass. Like it's nae. Like Tav is coming up again, scoring goals. He's been through it as well. Raskin, no been in the squad, no getting. I mean, that's the first win of the season in the league. That is unbelievable for Rangers. Like, and that's not me coming on here going, we're Rangers. But when's the last time you've seen that? I can't in my lifetime remember that. So
No.
the
It's a
players'
fair point.
confidence as well is on the floor. So maybe no having as many fans there, I don't know. I mean, just need to look back to 55 when the fans were there, man. We loved it. It was great, man.
That's what you mean. Just what I was going to say. When actually, the last time we played Rangers was actually in lockdown. We watched it together on a watch along, Stephen.
Yeah,
Remember
that's
that?
right.
I mean, it
That's
was
right.
like one Falkirk supporter and like about 50 other Rangers supporters. We watched it on lockdown, and we got beat 4-0 that day. That was joyous. Actually, last time we played it in the league, though, do you know what the score was?
I'm not sure.
A 3-2-1 for Falkirk at the Falkirk Stadium in the Championship.
There you go, man.
We actually did
Oh,
okay. We did
wait,
all right
I do
last.
remember we were 2-0 up in that game, maybe not.
I think so. And then there was huge controversy because I'm sure we got a dubious penalty.
John Baird, it was
John.
miles outside the box. That, unfortunately, we now have VAR though, so that's
I
we
think if I
a little
remember right, that was a nighttime game. That was like a Saturday night or a Friday
I think
night,
it was
and
a
we went
Friday night.
2-0 up.
Friday night, yeah.
I
Yeah,
remember
yeah,
that.
yeah. Aye, so there we go. That was the last time in the week. Stephen, who starts in your Rangers 11 come Sunday?
Butland, Tav, maybe Cornelius, Suter,
Suter's
Magoma.
been mur Suter's been terrible this season, hasn't he?
This is how bad he's been so bad. I've never been a big fan of Suter, but I think he'll probably start. Magoma, I don't know. He took a bit of a knock at the weekend, and if he's out, then we've not really got another
Is
natural.
Aaron's going at left back?
Probably. It would
Yeah.
probably need to be. And then I would probably go Raskin. It's been a weird one. Diamandé's been in and out. Obviously, you get the red card in Europe, and sometimes he's through Conor Barron in there. I don't know. It's a toss up there. And then you're looking at Asgard, who is flattered to deceive massively. He just looks like he's on the outskirts of a game every time he plays. He needs about 40 touches to get the ball under control. And then I think what I was saying earlier, I mean, Miowski started at the weekend, didn't he cover himself in glory with that miss? If you're paying this kind of money for this boy for Everton, he needs to start. He needs to. You need to start putting them in for the get go. So maybe start him with Ant-Man and Kisama either side, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Ross, who starts for Falkirk? Obviously, we had that change at the weekend enforced at Hearts with Nielsen dropping out. Does he come back in? Who'd you put in starting on?
So Scott Bain is probably the safest jersey in
Yeah.
the team, just with how well he's been performing this year. An absolute shocker of a decision that, if I'm being honest, that he's been overlooked for the Scotland squad. Now, this is
I was going to
honestly,
come on to that actually. Surprisingly, I thought he might have a look
yeah,
at this.
the three goalkeepers that he's picked have not played one single minute of football
Yeah.
this year so far. Anyway, that's the by and
That's
by.
Steve Clark for you.
It is, unfortunately, he's fell into that SFA dinosaur.
Yeah, he is.
But I think Scott Bain will be there. I think Keelan Adams and Leon McCann will keep their place at the fullbacks. Big Liam Henderson will be a stalwart at centre back, but I think he will be joined by Sam Hart, who played.
Interesting. I think we talked about him on the Monday show there, in the review show. Sam Hart, I thought we talked about how well he showed up when he came off the bench. I mean, the argument is he's another left-footed and more prone to playing at left-back, but I think just the experience that he brings to the side would probably be pretty good to have alongside Hendo. I do think, though, that Lewis Nielsen being brought straight back in.
You think he'll come back straight in?
Knowing how John McGuinn operates, I do think Lewis Nielsen might come straight back in, but I'd like to see him Sam Hart myself. I guess the rest of the team, this is going to be the interesting part of who plays in that midfield. Is Henry Cartwright and Brad Spencer going to be the pivot, or does Dylan Tate drop what back one of them gets dropped? We know Brad Spencer, so it might be Arfield into the 10.
I think Arfield will play in the 10. I think it'll be Dylan Tate and Brad Spencer in the.
I see Stephen shaking his head because I can see it.
I can see it. I can see what's going to happen, man. I can see it, honestly.
I think Scotty will relish playing against Rangers.
Will he celebrate though?
No, I think he will. He's Stephen might not like me saying this, right? But I know he's a massive cult hero at Ibrox, but you've got to bear in mind about the whole relationship he has with Falkirk fans. I don't think he's the type of player that would not celebrate. I think he'd over egg it, but I think he would still celebrate the fact.
I think he would celebrate. I do. Aye, definitely. And as
won't
much
do
as.
A holiday. Won't do a holiday.
Aye, or that.
All right.
I can't see him doing that. But I think where we will see changes, I think Williams will retain his wing position. If Kyrell is fit, I can see Kyrell
coming
in
Miller.
For Miller. And the forward position really is anywhere in between Brian Graham, Ross McKeever and Trey Ogunsui. So it's
how's Brian Graham been doing?
He's more of we've talked about this before. He's more of a finisher. You know, it's like one of these guys that you bring on if you're, drawing the game or you're chasing the game later on. Brian's more acquainted to that, and he scored a great header against St. Mirren. So, he's doing okay. He's doing okay.
A really good move for him, though, man. That was a good...
It was a surprising move, but...
I know, it was very surprising.
We'll wait and see. He's still doing okay, but I've got a lot of young loan boys in from down south. I'm going to push you on a prediction then, Stephen. What are you thinking? I mean, it's hard to predict Rangers at the moment, but what are you thinking for Sunday?
All that said, like, obviously I've not got a clue what Rangers got to turn up. We've been abysmal, but I'm going to say we'll win 3-0.
Yeah. I have no thought that you were going to say 3-0 at all.
Ross, what are you thinking?
Well, if we're going like that, I'll say 4-0. Falkirk, no, I'm joking. I think we need to be picking up points at home. And yeah. I think if we, as Stephen said, if we come out like we know we can and attack Rangers, I'm going to go Falkirk 2-1.
Falkirk 2-1.
Yeah, I would not be surprised by that, man. I wouldn't be surprised.
And I think I'll go for the 1-1.
John, go off the fence.
Rangers draw specialists. Yeah. Falkirk, you've got to protect them. Okay.
Splinters in your bum there, John. Come on, go off the... Come on, have the guts to support your team against Rangers. Come on. If you can't beat us now, come on.
Don't worry, Stephen is actually in the Falkirk end and this is getting outed, so he'll be sat next to me. Trust me, Stephen, if we beat you'll be getting nudged. Straight away, off your seat to applaud the Bairns as well. I can't wait for that. But
Stephen, you really do need to behave because you're sitting in my season tickets here on.
No way!
So please do behave.
If it's like 2-0 with like a couple of minutes to go, I'll just go to the toilet, right? And I'll see.
No, listen, you're in a great position because I don't know if John's told you this, but our seats are very close to the dugouts. You're an earshot of Russell Martin, so just let go. Honestly,
I might know of a job come Monday morning.
River City star ejected from Falkirk Stadium after Russell Martin's on. There we go. We'll wait to write the headlines come Monday, one way or the other. Stephen, before you go, we do a little quiz because obviously it's a podcast that is run by me. So we do a quiz on the podcast and it's how well do you know your club, right? Okay, right. So current table, Aberdeen with Sheepy at 8 points, Livingston, Stuart Barry, 6 points, Hearts, Ewan Cameron, 6 points, Gavin Pearson represented Hibs, got 5 points, Ross Turnbull represents and 5 points, Celtic are only got 4 points, That was my mate Chippy, who was representing them. He only got 4 points. And Dundee United, bottom of the table, Fiona and Rab were on, and they only got 3 points. I'm assuming anywhere above Celtic.
As long as I'm above Celtic, that's it.
Yeah,
like, bear in mind, I'm very, very tired here, John, right? I might struggle. <with it. laughs>
Right, okay, so we're going to do, it's like the 5K minute, or what do you do on Go Radio that you copied off?
5K payday.
5K payday. So it's quite similar to that, because you just copied that, so we've just copied it for Falkirk Daft, right?
Yeah,
so
don't get me involved in the radio politics, I'm a new boy, man, right?
Right, okay, so 60 seconds on the clock, pass if you don't know, and we'll come back if we've got time at the end. And yeah, here are your 60 seconds, and they start now. Which architect designed Ibrox?
Oh, fuck, pass.
And what year were Rangers founded?
1872.
Which former Rangers player got the most caps for Scotland whilst at Ibrox?
Whilst at Ibrox?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, I don't pass.
How many permanent Rangers managers have there been?
Is it like 13 now?
Who was the permanent Rangers manager before Steven Gerrard?
Before Steven Gerrard? Pedro Caixinha.
Who are the current official sleeve sponsor? Who's on the sleeve?
Seco or something? Seco.
What season did Rangers win the Scottish Championship?
Scottish Championship?
Yeah.
2018.
Who wears shirt number 16 for Rangers?
Oh, pass.
James Tavernier has more appearances than Derek Johnson. True or false?
True.
And that's time up, John.
Oh, that was terrible.
To be fair, Ross wrote these questions, by the way. I thought, who was the architect who designed Ibrox was a bit
Everybody
harsh,
knows
Ross.
That. Everybody knows that.
Do they?
Archibald Leach, of course. Is the
Archibald Leach. And what year were Rangers founded? 1872. It was actually 2012, Stephen.
Oh, don't you start.
Oh, so I'll give you 1872. Ali McCoys is the... I didn't know that either. Rangers player who got the most caps at Scotland for Ibrox.
We were just talking about him as well, going, we didn't think he played much. I mean, the boys on the podcast saying we didn't think he played as much as he should have for Scotland. Wow.
No, I know. So there you go. Permanent managers... Rangers 22 if you count Jock Wallace and Walter Smith being appointed twice, but actually 20 would have given you either one of that. Got Pedro Caixinha. It's Boxed, B-O-X-T, that are on the side.
Boxed, so it is. Circles are a man back.
2015-16 was the year he won the championship, not 2018. Lyle Cameron wears number 16. Actually, it's false. James Tavernier has less appearances than Derek Johnson. Derek Johnson has 549 to 527. Actually, I did read that James Tavernier is about to hit the top 10 in terms of the most appearances for Rangers. I think he's in the next couple of games, he's going to go into the top 10, which is unbelievable. Yeah. And we did get the final question, which was, after Tory Andre Four, who's the Rangers' most expensive ever signing?
Ometi.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So I've finished. This has been a business. This is symbolic of the season I'm having, man.
You're bumping the table, son.
I know. Mate, Ross, you come up with the questions. Just you wait to see your season ticket at the weekend, mate. Honestly.
Brilliant. Stephen, thank you so much for joining the podcast. I thought Stephen was going to be with me in the 1876 lounge this week. 160 people are going to be in there as well. We'll get you up for a wee chat as well, Stephen. A lot of former players are going to be in there as well. So hopefully you'll get along and see us. And enjoy the game on Sunday, Stephen, but not too much.
No. We'll see.
Sit on your hands, mate.
Hi. Cheers, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us on Folk at Daft.
Cheers, Trips.
Stephen Purden, star of many things, and he's going to be appearing in a new thing called Council. So well done, Stephen. Glad to see he's a good lad, is Stephen, and he's going to be sitting beside me in the Folk again come Saturday. And my brother is a cameraman, and I think he's filming the game. He says, "Oh, I'll definitely get an image of Stephen Purden sitting in the stands." So he's going to be sitting here in the poker again. And Rangers supporter Stephen Purden from River City, there he is.
I'm hoping it's one of those scenes where, like, Falkirk have scored, you guys are all going mental, and he's just sitting there like
that. That would be amazing. I mean, hopefully we get a win. I mean, it's Rangers. It doesn't matter how shite they are. It's always a tough ask against them when you look at the quality of players they have in the squad, Ross.
They do. And if they turn it on and turn up, it'll be a difficult game. Mm. However, They're not playing well. As I say, I only watched the last 20 minutes. They didn't look like a team full of confidence at all. And I tell you one thing, I know I said it when Stephen was on there as well, but the fact that they, even after scoring the winner, turned on the manager, it was a really toxic like end to the game.
I do you know what? I was actually Marvin Bartley was in doing Super Scoreboard tonight, and he was saying it's like I said, how toxic was it? He said it was really like he thought. I mean, he said, see for someone's mental health,
Aye.
how bad it was. He said, God, I felt really sorry for him because he said it was just really just horrible, just horrible, horrible. So, but like I say, you know, I know having supporters mayor might go for them. You never
Could
know.
do. It might do. You do wonder. This is something I should have asked Stephen, actually. I think if he loses on Sunday, like if he, I think if he lost to Livy, I think he'd be away. But I think if he loses to Falkirk as well, one of these two teams, if he was to lose, I think he's away because Rangers fans are pissed off anyway. But can you imagine they lose to a promoted team with, let's face it, mate, our budget compared to Rangers is like minuscule.
Exactly.
And I know, and I know the game isn't played on paper and financials, right? But we've got a massive chance on Sunday. But we've only got a massive chance if we do the basics that we keep banging on about, keep the ball at the net, and when we get the odd chance, put the ball in the net. We
Don't
need to
make
do the
silly
basics.
mistakes. Don't make
Yeah.
silly mistakes like we did against Hearts as well. I mean, gosh, we were never in that Hearts game anyway. But
No.
yeah, before we go and we say thanks to the Falkirk Football Fans and Train, Sean Mackey away to Ross County just came out today as we record this podcast. Saki, obviously, you know, absolute pivotal in the Invincible and back-to-back champion season. Everyone will always remember that tackle against Hibs. Everyone will always remember that strike against Ayr. Just wishing Sean all the best. I mean, it seems that he's wanted to get game time, and I can understand that. Leon's really stepped up into the Premiership. I think somebody said to me, actually, it was a really interesting point I hadn't thought about, is that Leon was always targeted in League One in the Championship because of his height. But people play that are playing their own game, and we're not the threat anymore. So they've gone to playing their own game rather than looking for ways to bring down Falkirk. So that's letting Leon settle in.
Totally agree. And obviously for Saki, he would have been third choice, really, probably behind
I'm guessing behind Sam Hart, and
Sam
Lisa
Hart
can
as
play
well.
left back as well, can't he?
He can. So obviously Sean's not been part of the matchday squad for a
I
couple
know
of
we were just
weeks.
talking. We actually were talking about that the other day there as well.
Yeah. So fair play to him. Listen, good luck to him. I think he's out of contract at the end of the season. That said, listen, you never know what happens. It might be the last that we've seen him in a Falkirk shirt, but then, as I say, he might come back and there's a negotiation there if it, depending on where we are as well. Because let's face it, Sam Hart's probably going to go back to Port Vale. Who knows what will happen in January as well. So,
We'll
yeah,
wait and see.
all the best to him.
We'll wait and see. All the best to Sean at Ross County. Before we go, thanks very much to the Falkirk Football Fans and Training, the T8s. We're delighted they're associated with this podcast. Thanks to Ian Doogie and the rest of the boys there. Get down there, Falkirk Stadium, 8:30 to 9:30. They've got the Elite Academy, Legends, and now the over 50 sections as well. All the details are on the Facebook page. Get along, have a game with the boys, improve your mental health. And just meet a whole bunch of new mates, get into hospitality with them. They will be in hospitality, no doubt. They might be in there this weekend, who knows? But get in touch with the guys. All the details are in the links below. And look out, they're going to be introducing, hopefully, an inaugural Kelpies Cup at the end of the season. So you could be involved in that. So, yeah, get all the details below. That's it for the preview episode for Falkirk Daft. Thank you very much for listening or indeed watching. I'm sure a lot more people will be watching since we have the heartthrob of River City Shell Suit Bob on this week. But yeah, enjoy the game against Rangers. And if you could rate, review the pod, that would be really great. It helps with all the algorithm and all that nonsense as well. Leave your comments below. Anything you agree, you disagree, leave it in the YouTube stream. Or on Spotify, you can do that as well. Leave your comments now as well. And if you want to buy merch, merch.falkirkdaft.co.uk or check out our collection at pintsandprints.co.uk. And and didn't promote it on Monday, but join the Discord channel, get involved in all the chat there. It's good chat. So that is just an app download. It's like a forum. Look for that. The links again are below. That's it, Ross. Onwards to Sunday. You enjoy yourself in hospitality.
Thank you, buddy. I will definitely pop along and say hi to you both. I'm sure the 1876 Lounge is going to be a brilliant atmosphere in there. I think the full stadium will be buzzing on Sunday. This is why we wanted to get back to the Premier League.
Fingers crossed for the Bairns win. But until then,
expect the unexpected.
Talking about the dark blues and having a bit of a laugh. We're folk of God. You can listen in the pub or you can listen in the bath. We're folk of God. For everyone who's kidding about being a folk of God. We're folk of God. We are folk of God.